Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
So welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, to my rant of the week. Marcus Kane coming to you here from the SBTV studios, and today's rant obviously is going to be on the biggest news probably in the last 15 or 20 years, at least politically, and that is the indictment of Donald J. Trump. And we're going to discuss what this is really all about, because to be honest with you, there's a lot of misconceptions, and we're going to get to them. The first thing I want to say is that this is historical. This has never happened before. And certainly, folks, there was opportunity for it to happen. Never has happened before. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, I don't understand what the problem is. Is it illegal to pay off someone to stay quiet about a possible affair? No, it's not. It's not illegal. And that's not even what they're charging. To be fair to them, that's not what they're charging. They're saying what you did as far as paying off Stormy Daniels is not illegal. The way you reported it was illegal. Okay, so a lot of these are filing errors, which, to be honest with you, they're all misdemeanors. These are misdemeanor charges, not felony charges. They're trying to tie them to campaign funds, trying to tie them to various different aspects that would try to stretch it into a felony, but these are all just misdemeanor charges that really doesn't even require Donald Trump to be present. It would really just require him to pay a fine. So why are they doing it? Why are they doing it, and why did they pick this time? Well, one thing you can be clearly sure of. They're saying there are 32 or 34 possible violations. And people are saying he used campaign funds to pay for this, and that's why he's going to prison. Stop. If he used campaign funds to pay for this, they would have known long ago, and they already would have used this against Donald Trump. They already know different. These charges were brought up before. They were dismissed. Even Alvin Bragg himself declined to press charges on these things. So what's changed? Well, I'll tell you what's changed. What's changed is the Democrats are desperate to do two things. One is to change the news cycle, and we'll get to that in a minute. The second is to keep Donald Trump from running for president. Because, you know, all I hear on CNN and MSNBC is, if Donald Trump runs for president, Joe Biden will beat him by 35 points. Joe Biden will beat him by 28 points. He will be the weakest candidate. Nobody is going to vote for him. Well, if that's what you thought, then that's the person you would be pressing to be the Republican nominee, wouldn't you? The Democrats would be having a fit saying, no, Alvin Bragg, don't do this. He's going to be the Republican nominee, and he can't win. Leave him alone. This is the guy we want the Republicans to run because we're so confident that we can beat him. They know they can't. That's why they are stooping this low, folks. They know they can't. They're very well aware. They see the polls. They see the way the American people are heading, and they know they're not beating them. So now they got to stop him from running. And what they're hoping is they know he's not going to prison. You can't send him to prison anyway. How can you send him to prison? He requires to have Secret Service around him at all times. He's going to send Secret Service agents to prison? It's not happening. All they want is to try to disqualify him from running for the president, which they really can't do with these charges anyway, even if they stuck. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, wait till the indictment comes out. You don't know exactly what's in it. Maybe they got something really big you don't know about. If they had something really big, they'd have already brought it. They have nothing. These 32 violations are going to be each time he paid her, If it was in payment, it's another new violation. That's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to be. Now, Trump says he never had an affair. Trump says he basically told his lawyer to take care of it. And his lawyer took care of it, or his lawyer took care of it without his knowledge, whichever it happens to be, out of his own pocket, and he was not reimbursed for it. Now, what has probably ended up happening is his lawyer probably saw the writing on the wall and said, this woman's going to come out with a book. She's going to come out with a story. She's going to come out with something to try to sideline Donald Trump's campaign in 2016. Now, this happened way back in 2007. If she wanted to come out with this, why did she wait until 9 years later, almost 10, before coming out? I'll tell you why. Because she was trying to blackmail a candidate running for the presidency of the United States, which should land her in prison. But instead, she's the hero of the left because she attempted to sideline Donald Trump's campaign. Now, the Trump campaign is not going to go through, wait a minute, pause my campaign. There's some bimbo out here telling me that I had an affair with her when I didn't. So I have to pause my campaign, go to court, fight it out. She's trying to blackmail me. And this is going to take up all my time, so I'm really not going to be able to hit the road. I'm not going to be able to do my campaign speeches. I'm not. The news cycle 24/7 is going to be Trump's in court. So how much is she asking for? A paltry $100,000. So the lawyer said, I'm just paying her. Pay her and she'll go away. And then I'll just bill Trump as legal services, which is probably how Alvin Bragg thinks he's going to get Donald Trump. Oh, you incorrectly billed this. No, his lawyer did. You know, the guy who lied under oath I don't know how many times. So these are bogus charges. And everybody knows they're bogus charges. And the statute of limitations already run out on it. And they're hanging by a thread by saying, well, you technically lived in Florida. It doesn't matter where you live. It matters if they can contact you. If you disappear, the statute of limitations can freeze. Did Trump disappear? He was running for president. It's not going to stick, folks. They know it's not going to stick. They're just hoping against hope it will discourage people from voting for him. They're hoping against hope that the independents will say, well, I don't want to vote for that guy. That's what they're hoping for. Now, here's the good news. It's going to have a reverse effect. We've already seen all of the Republican base rally around Donald Trump. This has effectively destroyed Ron DeSantis' campaign because he's got to side with Trump, and he has, and say this is outrageous what's happening to him. And they realize now that the entire base is going to rally around Donald Trump, including the voters, and they're not going to accept anybody else now. They're just not going to, and that includes Ron DeSantis. But we do have a bigger problem, and that is why this timing? Well, this timing is crucial, folks, because I think what the Democrats have in mind is very simple. We are getting very, very close, we being the House, to actually getting proof positive that Joe Biden and his entire family were involved for many years in Chinese dealings. Now, China, remember, is our adversary, a foreign adversary, and that they are beholden to China and were given millions and millions and millions of dollars to do their bidding. We're getting dangerously close to that. On top of that, I don't know if you all realize, but there are country after country who are now dropping the U.S. dollar. Now, what does that mean? Well, you know, if one company country drops the U.S. dollar, it doesn't really mean that much. But if the oil prices are no longer measured in dollars, folks, which they are now, that's why you say, well, oil is so much a barrel, and it's always in U.S. dollars. That's because U.S. dollars is international currency. It's the most easily obtained currency, and everybody goes by U.S. dollars. If that changes, and it very well could change. China is threatening. Russia's threatening. Brazil's already done it. A couple other countries have already done it. If that changes and the currency for measuring the worth of oil changes, you could have to take a suitcase full of money to fill up your gas tank. A suitcase full of money. So what's going to end up happening is, at some point, the Biden family is going to be investigated, and the Democratic Party is going to say in no uncertain terms, this is just revenge. They don't really have anything. We indicted Trump, and then they purposely set out on a vendetta to get Joe Biden, the poor, innocent old man and his family. That's what they're going to hope to try to pull over the American people's eyes. That's why they struck first. They know they are dangerously close to seeing evidence that Joe Biden is probably the most corrupt president in the history of the United States of America. And what they have to do is set up some kind of defense. And the defense is going to be, this is malicious prosecution based upon the fact that we went and got their guy. Oh, their guy's evil, and we went and got him just because we care so much about the law. And then they, to retaliate, have drummed up all these terrible charges against this poor old man and his family. That'll be the line they use. Oh, how dare the Republicans do this? It's clearly retaliation. That's what you're going to hear. In the meantime, it's going to change the news cycle. And the news cycle is not good. Before I came on the air, I found out that a barge tipped over and dumped all kinds of toxic chemicals into the Ohio River. Somewhere near Kentucky. We've had more train derailments with toxic chemicals. You know, when Pete Buttigieg said these things happen all the time, I laughed. Apparently, he's a psychic, because as soon as he said it, oh, look, lo and behold, they're happening all the time now. Train derailments, barges overturning, toxic chemicals in every water supply possible. Nobody's saying anything about it. Turn on every network. Are you hearing the U.S. dollar is about to collapse and not be the universal currency anymore? No, you are not. Are you hearing, why are we having all of these very unusual train derailments and barge capsizings with toxic chemicals being dumped into water? No, you are not. Are you hearing anything about, well, Joe Biden now clearly has to answer questions because we have absolute evidence that his family was being paid by China? No, you're not hearing any of that. You know what you're hearing? Trump's going to jail. Trump's not going to jail, folks. Now, let's just say, worst-case scenario, Donald Trump had an affair with a porn star and decided, well, $100,000, pay her off. Sounds better than me having to fight it out in court at a time when I'm running for president. So he tells his lawyer, go ahead and go pay her. And the lawyer says, I'll pay her out of my pocket, and you can reimburse me as if they were just legal fees, and that's it. The worst that could happen here, worst, is a misdemeanor. That does not require a perp walk. It does not require him to be extradited. It does not require anything. It requires a fine. And that fine has long seen its day because the statute of limitations has run out. There is nothing here. If that's all they have, unless they pull something out of their behind and say, we discovered this, and it's a bombshell, they have nothing. And if it was a bombshell, you'd already know, folks. You'd already know, because the Trump lawyers know. You don't think the Trump lawyers already know what every single charge is? Of course they do. So the Trump lawyers would be getting ahead of the game, saying, you may hear some other things that we're denying. No, they're not saying that. They're saying this is what it is. It's garbage. Every one of the Trump lawyers is saying this is just garbage charges. They know what the indictment has. They have to know. So they'd already be jumping ahead of this. This is how I know they don't have anything. This is a distraction, folks. Nothing more than a distraction. That's what it is. Now, you may hear, oh, there was another woman that he might have paid hush money to. So what? See, here's the thing, folks. You can't justify this prosecution, even if everything they say about Trump is 100% correct, you still can't justify the prosecution. You know why you can't justify it? Because Bill Clinton lied under oath about having sexual relations with Monica Lewinsky and you did nothing. And that is a much, much more serious offense than just paying somebody off. What happened to Bill Clinton? Did he go to prison? I have news flash for you. When all of these women were coming out with allegations about Bill Clinton possibly raping them, or at very least forcing himself upon them in a manner that they at least initially rejected, or even having consensual, like Monica Lewinsky, the Clinton team formed what they called the Bimbo Squad. That's what they called it. And they literally had people working 24 hours a day to discredit every single woman, to run them through the mud, to call them basically whores and gold diggers. James Carville said about one of his accusers, this is what you get when you drag a dollar bill through a trailer park. That's what he said. Oh, nobody got on them and said, oh, my God, how dare you talk to a woman that way? How dare you disrespect a woman and not believe what she says? How dare you? They didn't do that. Bill Clinton said, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Well, yeah, you did, Bill, so you lied. You lied. Was he prosecuted? He was not. Now, what Trump's lawyers are going to do, and I can guarantee you this is going to happen within the next few days, you are going to hear that they are filing for malicious prosecution, meaning that no other person, unless his name was Trump, would ever be prosecuted for these charges, and that is a fact. Any lawyer you want to ask, if this was not Donald Trump, if this was Joe Smith, who owned a bicycle shop in Hoboken, New Jersey, is he being prosecuted? The answer would be, hell no. What a waste of time and effort. So it is malicious prosecution. We have now reached a point in this country, folks, where the enemy of the left, which means, for the most part, the Republicans, unless you happen to be Mitt Romney or Liz Cheney, the enemies of the left are the Republicans. Fully plan on trying to jail as many as they can, discredit as many as they can, call them terrorists if they can, whatever they have to do to get rid of their political opponents, they will do. And there's no limit to what they may do. They'll change the laws. They don't care. They change the laws for voting. Now they're going to try to change the laws as far as it's the statute of limitations. They're going to try to change those laws. They're going to try to change a misdemeanor into a felony. Whatever they have to do to cling to power, they will do. This is what third world countries do. They jail their political adversaries, or they attempt to jail their political adversaries. This is unacceptable. And this is the time, folks, when here's what you're going to see, by the way. You're going to see some people who probably have blue hair and pink hair, dressed in MAGA shirts, go try to cause some violence. You're going to see some people who suspiciously do not look like they're Trump supporters go to these protests and hurl a Molotov cocktail or something. And they're going to say on the news, and oh, by the way, the cameras will be right there to catch it. And CNN will be right there to catch it as if it was staged. And they will say, do you see what these Trump supporters are like? They're all white supremacists and Nazis and they're holding Molotov cocktails. Do you remember them saying that when people were storming police precincts and burning them down during the George Floyd riots? No, those were righteously angry protesters, right? Those are heroes. Kamala Harris's law firm is bailing them out. But they'll send some people down dressed as Trump supporters to cause trouble because they need that. They need that. They need that visual. They need to make sure that you don't vote for Donald Trump. Now, I've said this on my other show. I will say this on this show. We have had plenty of Republican presidents that the Democrats didn't like, and they hurled insults at and said he was stupid and wrong and misguided and bad for the country. We have never had a Republican candidate that the Democrats have tried to take down this hard. Ask yourself why. The answer is very simple. He has the goods on them, folks. They know that Donald Trump has the goods to bury them. And they know for sure if he becomes the next president of the United States with no possible hope of getting another term, he's going to go scorched earth. He's going to tell everyone the truth. He's going to show everyone what this country has hidden for so long. And there's going to be a lot of Democrats who look very bad and a few Republicans who look very, very bad. And they can't have it. But the ironic thing now is this. You have put Republicans who normally would have said, you know, I like some of Donald Trump's policies. I don't think he's right for the country. I think we need to move in a different direction. You've put them in a position where they have no choice but to defend him. Because every eye is on them now. Every Republican voter's eyes are on them saying, what are you going to do about this? And if their answer is, let the chips fall where they may, maybe Trump is guilty of things, you're never going to get voted for again. Your job is finished, and they know it. So now you see some Republicans crawling out of their hole who wouldn't support Donald Trump. He wouldn't piss on Donald Trump if he was on fire, trying to save their own necks by saying, this is wrong. I may not agree with Donald Trump, but this is very wrong. Oh, grifters. That's what you guys are. You're grifters. I'll do whatever is politically expedient for me. Well, guess what, Democrats? You forced their hand, and now every single Republican is backing Donald Trump because they have to, even the ones who don't want to, even his opponents. You have guaranteed him the primary. You've guaranteed him the primary. And you probably guaranteed him the White House. Unless, of course, we have more shenanigans. But I think you probably guaranteed him the White House. Now I'm going to tell you something else. I've heard people say, well, this is only one charge. He's up for voter tampering in Georgia. That's ridiculous. That's going nowhere. He's up for inciting the January 6th thing. Are you kidding me? He told people to go in peace. This is their only hope. They know the other two are going to fall through badly. What are you going to do? Say Donald Trump incited a riot, and then you literally hear the speech where he says, go over there and protest, make your voices heard, but please do it peacefully. Then you're going to play the tape where he tells everybody to go home. How's that inciting anything? Oh, by the way, we can play a whole bunch of incitement with Ray Epps, you know, the guy they're not going to arrest. He didn't incite anything, though, right? Just Donald Trump did. Going to hold up. Calling somebody in Georgia and saying, look, there's been some shady stuff going around here. I lost by 11,000 votes. Find those votes. When you tell somebody to find something, that's not telling them to manufacture something. He didn't say, look, I'm 11,000 votes short. Just make sure you can get a hold of, manufacture 11,000 votes for me and I win. He said, find them. They're there. Find them. You don't go looking for something that isn't there. So he obviously wasn't suggesting they make them up. He was suggesting that they get off their asses and find the corruption, because he knows there's 11,000 plus votes out there for him that were never counted. That's what he was trying to say. Whether he's wrong or right is irrelevant. He wasn't asking them to manufacture anything. He was asking them to find them. So that's not going to go anywhere. And you know how I know it's not going to go anywhere? Because if it was, the prosecutors from those two cases would have told Alvin Bragg, don't bring this case. Because if you bring this case, it's so weak, and everybody knows it's weak, it's so weak and so likely to fail that if you do fail, you're going to hurt my case, and my case is strong. You're going to hurt this other case, and that other case is strong, according to them. If they had strong cases in Georgia, if they had strong cases on this insurrection thing, they would have told Alvin Bragg, stand down, idiot. You're only going to hurt us. The reason they told them to go through with it is they ain't got nothing. They've got absolutely nothing, folks. This is political persecution, but it's going to backfire. Specifically designed to do two things. One, to try to keep Donald Trump from getting in the White House, and two, to change the news cycle, because you're about to find out within the next 7 to 10 days. I predict you will find, you may have to look for it because the news ain't going to broadcast it unless you hunt for it. You're going to find some very damning things about the Biden administration, about this current government, and about the future of this country's economic collapse. And they don't want that to be the headlines. They figure if you turn on the news for 30 seconds and it's just Donald Trump, you're just going to turn it off and say, Jesus, forget it. And you're not going to hear the little, and by the way, the U.S. dollar is collapsing. Anyway, on to the next thing about Donald Trump. That's going to be the issue. The Democrats are running scared. They understand very clearly that when the Republicans got the House, the Republicans went digging and they found the goods. And they're about to unleash them. And when they do, you wait and see if the Democrats don't cry, malicious prosecution, you're just doing this because we went after Trump. Because that's the whole basis of this. Ask any lawyer. If you had a jaywalking case against somebody, but they could sort of prove they didn't jaywalk, and they could sort of prove that you were harassing them, and you also had a case against them that they stole from a store, and you had pretty good video evidence and stuff, but you would tell that person, don't bring the other case. Because if you lose that case, it's going to look bad for me in my case, because they're going to say, well, I don't know, how many times are you going to prosecute this guy? First, you couldn't get him at jaywalking. Now you're going to try to say he stole. The prosecutor would tell the guy with a minor offense, stop. Let me take care of it. I have a good case, and it's a much more serious case that has a much more likelihood of some positive result. That's what would have happened in this case, folks, if the other two cases had anything. They don't. So they told Alvin Bragg, this is the best shot you got, and that's a shot in the dark. The only way this is going to work is because if it's held in Manhattan, it's going to be a jury of people who hate Donald Trump. But his lawyers are definitely going to try to motion for a change of venue. There is no way under God's green earth that any other person would ever be prosecuted for the crimes right now that they are claiming Donald Trump is being indicted for. No way. Alan Dershowitz, a very well-respected Democratic lawyer, has said this. This is crazy. It's insane. Other lawyers have echoed it and said, I don't understand how you could bring these. But they're doing it, folks. You're living in a banana republic right now. You know the way you fight back? I don't care if you like Ron DeSantis. I don't care if you like somebody else. It's time to get behind Trump, and it's time to say we're solidifying behind Trump. We are going to vote for Trump based on this. Because if you are trying so hard to stop someone, there has to be a reason behind it. And that reason has to be your own self-preservation. I'm going to go to the phones. Tom in New York will give you the final word. Oh, he's not there. Okay, then I'll take the final word. And the final word is this, folks. You can't have this in the United States of America. And it's time for every independent, every sane-thinking Democrat, and every Republican to stand behind the man that they're prosecuting, because he said it best, and I'll repeat it. They're coming for him, but they really want you. He's just in the way. He's the one standing in the way, so they're going to try to get him first. And then they're coming for you.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.